Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready for more propaganda? Well, you're in the wrong place at the right time. Columbo Chronicles is for critical thinkers. Let's welcome the consumer advocate for justice. Here's the Rose, Rose Columbo.
Hi, everyone. It's the Rose, Rose Columbo, right here for you with a special show on justice.
Columbo is on their trail.
Obamasaurus, the new book by Rose M. Colombo, is an updated version of a political satire that reflects the political roadmap of today's world. Written with an Orwellian twist, will humanity survive or suffer depopulation or extinction? Obamasaurus by Rose M. Colombo, available at Amazon.com.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
Hi, everyone. Listen up. This is Columbo Chronicles Live, and this is a special on justice. But first, I want to say that perhaps you know or don't know the sad news that was reported today. This one's by the Washington Examiner, that shockingly, Lisa Marie Presley died at 54 years old from a cardiac arrest. And it's a very, very sad time right now for the country and for the world who love the Presley family. And we want to wish our condolences to Priscilla Presley and the family. And she is the daughter of Elvis and Priscilla Presley, suffered cardiac arrest at her home in Calabasas, California on Thursday. And they did give her CPR. She was taken to the hospital, the article says, and reportedly briefly placed in a medically induced coma. There's no explanation with that. And Priscilla Presley, the mother, says, "It was with a heavy heart that I must share the devastating news that my beautiful daughter, Lisa Marie, has left us," Priscilla Presley said in a statement. "She was the most passionate, strong, and loving woman I have ever known. We ask for privacy as we try to deal with this profound loss. Thank you for the love and prayers at this time. There will be no further comment." Well, may she rest in peace, and may the Lord place his mighty hand on the family, provide them with comfort during this difficult time. Now we're going to enter into the world of justice. This is a special that caught my attention, and I don't think it's catching the attention of Americans. And I think it's being swept under the carpet. I think Congress and the White House and the Department of Justice and the senators and all Americans should be very concerned when Americans who are arrested are treated worse than dangerous felon criminals, jihadists, or terrorists, and denied even the basic necessities of life. And what were they arrested for? Was it trespassing on a government taxpayer-funded property? And whose fault was it? Was it theirs? Or was it the fact that the gates weren't secured, that there may have been not enough security, and that they didn't lock the doors to the building or the doors to the offices? Why would they be so extremely careless?
The Justice Club is back on Columbo Chronicles Live Podcast. Join Rose Columbo at noon and find out what tips she will provide in a world of little justice.
Yes, we are living in a world of little justice that's going on for at least three decades. And I am a crusader for justice, an advocate for justice, and I've been in the media and newspapers worldwide and magazines. and won many awards for fighting back for justice. Because what happens to one person can happen to you and your family, your friends, and Americans in any state at any time if injustices come knocking on your back door and you are targeted. So Patriots Beacon, who are shedding light on the truth, on January 11, 2023, reported this article. They are openly letting January 6 prisoners who are natural-born Americans die in front of them. A defendant being held in Virginia in connection with the January 6, 2021, is extremely ill and at risk of dying because the jail refuses to provide proper medical care and a special diet for his stellar disease. Now just think about that for a minute. Who pays taxpayer funds, public servants, to abuse anyone, whether they are in prison or not in prison, behind closed doors, because of political bias? Who does that in America, and when has it been done in the past? And why are they getting away with it? According to attorney Joseph McBride and Christopher Quaglin, who is being held at Northern Neck Regional Jail in Warsaw pending a trial, is being denied a special diet and adequate medical care for his stellar disease and autoimmune disease that can lead to damage in the small intestine if food with gluten is eaten. There are a lot of human rights abuse allegations towards the January 6th defendant, and this report is just one of the many cases. Some were beaten by prison guards, denied proper nutrition, and refused necessary medical attention. How can this happen in the United States of America? Every American must be very, very concerned about this, because this could be you or your loved one, your friend, your family member, your neighbor, or any American. And who deserves to be abused because of political correctness or political bias or for any other reason in America that is supposed to be the land of justice for all, equal justice? This is not justice. It is not equal justice, and it is not justice for all. The people who are in the Department of Justice and in Congress, the Senate, public servants who are appointed or elected into office swear an oath to uphold, defend, protect, preserve the United States of America's Constitution, which includes due process of law. That's what sets us apart from communist nations, Sharia law nations, socialist nations, which border on communism. Due process of law. Those four words that the United States founders, framers, created and included intentionally in the United States Constitution to avoid wardens and prison guards and people in the Department of Justice to abuse human beings that have been arrested and had their day in court, which these people have not, and been tried by a jury of their peers or by a judge represented by a public defender or their own lawyer, and if found guilty, end up in jail or prison. And they are not violent prisoners. They didn't murder anyone, to my knowledge. They actually walked through open gates as we watched on video and walked through open doors right past the security or sheriff, whoever was present there at the doors where they entered, which is all on video, and no one stopped them. So that's very interesting. But what is their real crime? Was it trespassing? Because most Americans do not understand why they are being abused on American soil in a United States prison, and this needs to be addressed when it's reported that they are being beaten by prison guards, denied proper nutrition, and refused necessary medical attention while in federal custody. This could happen to anyone. In fact, Attorney McBride compared the conditions of the January 6 prisoners to those of Guantanamo Bay, saying they are held in solitary confinement 24 hours a day and treated like domestic terrorists by jail guards. This raises the question, when Senator John McCain, not only gave us a thumbs down, that we were waiting for a thumbs up to end Obamacare, he gave us a thumbs down, and we ended up with continuing on with the unconstitutional mandate, regulations, penalties, fines, and laws that were never read by Congress, never reviewed, never debated, because the former Speaker of the House said, we must pass it in order to see what's in it. That is the most ludicrous statement ever. They are not paid to pass laws, mandates, regulations, penalties, fines, and death sentences, because it includes death panels in Obamacare. And most people did not want to believe that. I was the first person in the nation to write a blog, Obamacare is unconstitutional and illegal, post it on the internet, send it to every congressman, every senator on congress.org, including my own senators and my own congressional members. I was informed that it was partially read on the record with my name, because I stated that Obamacare included unconstitutional death panels for Americans only, excluded the White House, federal employees, Congress, senators, judges, and major wealthy donors, and Muslims, and illegals. It was only targeting natural-born Americans and legal, loyal, naturalized Americans. And the death panels are rationed and denied health care, even though it's mandated you must pay up or be punished by a fine and prison, possibly. And also, the fine was excessive, or they call it a penalty, or they called it a tax. They don't even know what to call it. And the other issue is that the government, the federal government, has no constitutional authority to mandate that any American use their net earnings after taxes to buy consumer products or services they do not want or need with their own money after taxes. Bad, bad precedent for freedom, liberty, rights guaranteed under the United States Constitution, and also included death panels of early end of life counseling, and especially for the seniors, elderly, very sick. And they had even suggested those who are mentally challenged and those who are autistic or physically challenged. And also included mandated taxpayer-funded abortions, which is the death panel, and depopulation program, and worldwide. And that was called the Global Poverty Act. And the name was changed by Obama in January 2009 as an executive order. Mandated taxpayer-funded abortions worldwide is a depopulation program, not only in the United States, but worldwide, requiring the American people to pick up the tab, mandated taxpayer-funded abortions worldwide, not just in America. So maybe that's why the stimulus money was printed, because we are paying for worldwide abortion. And then it also included mandated taxpayer-funded vaccines worldwide. And so therefore, it's my opinion that the White House signed a contract and Israel to fund the distribution of the mandated experimental and trial injection that namely Pfizer was privy to those funds to distribute their secret, their trade secret formula that they have never disclosed prior to jabbing people with this organism, materials, and chemicals unknown to anyone but Pfizer. So nobody knows if they were what they were injected with, if they were injected with the experimental jabs, experimental injections that also include gene therapy. Gene therapy, according to the doctors who speak out, is not a vaccine. It is a gene therapy. And they lied about it and said it did not alter your DNA. And now Bill Gates has a video that says, yes, it does alter your DNA. And your DNA is a God-given, unique DNA that God gifted you with as a unique human being. Only you have that DNA. And they didn't talk about how chemicals have the potential to destroy the immune system if you continue to keep jabbing people and babies and children with a myriad of chemicals and unknown materials and organisms, because Bill Gates stated before they even reduced the age from 17 down to pregnant women to be injected with the secret trade secret formulas and this mRNA never used on human beings, and with what Dr. Fauci said had unknown consequences and could cause other side effects. And Pfizer had pages and pages of direct adverse health effects, which included death on the experimental and trial injection with unknown materials, chemicals, and organisms in their formula, that the government doesn't even care to find out and demand to know, or the federal judges, or the U.S. Supreme Court, or the Department of Justice, or the AMA. There's nobody asking and demanding to know formula what are they injecting into millions and millions of people's bodies? And they don't even care that millions of people are being injured or dying after they've been injected with an experimental injection or jab with unknown consequences to each individual human, whether the reaction could be immediate, or maybe they got lucky and got a placebo, or maybe they just got lucky and it didn't affect them adversely, or it could happen weeks, months, or years away. And no one's going to be able to prove that those experimental and trial injections and the mRNA therapy were the cause of the death, because they have no short and long-term case studies, which in the past were required for safety purposes and research. And therefore, there are no published scientific journals that are going to record the benefits versus the death and the serious adverse direct adverse health effects to individuals, because even their records are not accurate. Hospitals, nursing homes didn't report all the injuries or the deaths after their patients were injected with this experimental trial injection. Now, the EUA PrEP Act was for 90 days, and it excluded children. So why did they, HHS and Pfizer, alter the letter, the EUA letter and PrEP Act? So extensively until it finally included everyone, including the babies and the minor children, without ever disclosing their secret, their trade secret formula that they've been allowed to inject into millions of people without any accountability, liability for deaths and permanent injuries to healthy babies, children, and adults, and seniors or elderly who could have lived years longer. People were going into comas. People were having cardiac arrest. People were suffering from paralysis, from shaking. Their lives destroyed after, reported after January of 2021. And now they call it sudden death. So a defendant being held in Virginia with January 6, 2021 is extremely ill. So I'm just wondering if these prisoners were mandated to be injected with the experimental and trial injection. Since they were denied due process of law and have remained in prison, and some of them have been extremely ill, denied proper nutrition and medical care. Who does that in America and gets away with that? Well, they're doing it and they're getting away with it, and the persons in charge are not being removed, and they are held accountable for their tyranny upon these prisoners. One man, Ryan Samsall, was beaten so badly by a corrections officer that he lost sight in his right eye, lost feeling on one side of his face, and even had a seizure during the beating. McBride fears that Quaglin might get the proper hospital care he needed for celiac disease. Although McBride has fought for the treatment of his client, Quaglin suffers at the hands of jail having lost almost 20 pounds since December 21st. McBride said the jail has not provided the gluten-free diet Quaglin needs to survive and exposed him to inmates and guards with coronavirus. And that's why I'm asking if they force these prisoners under their watch to be jabbed with these experimental and trial Pfizer or Moderna or AstraZeneca or J&J injection. But the one that has the secret, the trade secret formula with unknown materials, unknown chemicals, unknown organisms injected into everyone's arms who were fear-mongered, coerced, and threatened, and felt and had fear in their minds that they would lose their jobs or wouldn't be able to buy groceries or lose their businesses, stood in line and didn't ask questions. When did that happen in America until 2021? Never. So McBride said the jail is not provided the gluten-free Quaglin that Mr. Quaglin needs to survive and exposed him to inmates and guards with coronavirus that caused him to develop COVID-19. So if the prisoners are injected with the COVID experimental and trial injections, why do they have coronavirus? He was then placed in solitary confinement, McBride added. McBride said if Quaglin isn't moved to a hospital for treatment and given a proper diet, he could die. Repeated complaints to the jail have gone nowhere, he said. So this is what's happening in America. You need to be very, very concerned about due process of law, about the NDAA law that also needs to be repealed. I am surprised that President Trump did not void out the NDAA law, or at least the portion that included Americans, because that is unconstitutional, illegal, and unlawful to deny any American due process of law while they provided taxpayer-funded civilian trials for the terrorists who killed 3,000 Americans and then killed more Americans in cities after that and over at Fort Hood. They got total due process of law at our expense, taxpayers' expense, after premeditating and murdering Americans on our soil and over in Benghazi. And they were not mistreated. They were given prayer rugs, prayer time several times a day. They were allowed outside. They were not put into solitary confinement, and they were given special prayer books, and they were also given special religious food. Why the difference between how the terrorists and the felons are treated versus the natural-born Americans who didn't murder anyone to my knowledge or steal anything to my knowledge but trespassed on a taxpayer-funded government property that the government failed to lock down and so no one could get in and secure it. We saw them open the gates. We saw the doors wide open. So why are the January 6th natural-born Americans being treated as if they are in a communist nation and thrown into a hellhole like the young 18-year-old thrown in a prison in North Korea and starved and beaten abusively and sent back home here in America to die after he spent all that time in a hellhole, went in there healthy, and was sent home to die from the abuse in that North Korean hellhole. And this is happening in America, according to the members of Congress who visited that prison and the attorneys who have allegedly been able to get into that prison and speak to Mr. Quicklin here about his abuse and his potential death sentence by not taking care of him nutritionally, medically, and physically. This is not a communist nation. This is the United States of America. Americans have constitutional rights, liberties, and freedom, and due process of law. And these people have not been granted due process of law, but the terrorists and the jihadists and the illegals and the felons all have due process of law. How did that happen in America? So when you want to talk about justice, there is little justice for the natural-born American and loyal, legal, naturalized American. So wake up, America, because we come last in America. We come last. We are funding the world, and we are being punished if we get caught up as a target like the January 6th prisoners. Because why? Is it because they trespassed? Or is it because they voted for Trump? Or is it because they are GOP and Republican, Christian, Catholics? Why isn't Congress investigating this and asking tough questions? Why did this happen to these Americans? Why is it happening to these Americans? What is allowing them, what common sense or sworn oath has allowed them to ignore these January 6th patriots who were, to my knowledge, didn't have any criminal records or serious criminal records, except their crime appears to be that they were there to support Donald J. Trump for president, and that they were there as GOP members or Republican or conservatives, Christians, Catholics. These were just normal Americans who feared their government was stepping on their necks as they fear-mongered, as they threatened and coerced Americans to do as they're told and be imprisoned in their homes in 2019 through 2021. So on that note, I want to say God bless you. God bless America. Get my book, Obamasaurus, a Political Satire, and it's on redistribution of wealth and depopulation of the fictional Judeo-Christian dinosaur nation. And there is a message in that book for all Americans and the world to wake up. So do yourself and your friends and family and everyone else a favor and tell them that they can purchase Obamasaurus in hardcover, paperback, or Kindle at Amazon.com. And while you're doing that, look up Is America Under Martial Law? And another message for America and the world, because what happens to America trickles on down to the rest of the world.
Obamasaurus, the new book by Rose M. Colombo, is an updated version of a political satire that reflects the political roadmap of today's world. Written with an Orwellian twist, will humanity survive or suffer depopulation or extinction? Obamasaurus by Rose M. Colombo, available at Amazon.com.
Yes, Obamasaurus and Is America Under Martial Law? Two books that are messages to the world. So enjoy them. It'll expand your mind. It'll get you to thinking. There's information in there you probably don't know. And very important, as one critic said, to the survival of humanity. And Also remember, injustices can happen to you and they can happen to me, but together we can make a positive difference. Remember, you are never alone when you tune in to Columbo Chronicles and tune in to The Rose. This is Rose Columbo saying God bless you, God bless America, and God bless the world.
Well, my friends, time flies, and now is the time to say goodbye. Thanks so much for being part of the Columbo Chronicles family. You are appreciated. Please do it now. Bookmark. Push that like, share, and follow button. Oh, and don't forget to comment below and stay in touch. Make your family part of the Columbo family. Until next Wednesday at noon, remember, God loves you, and so does the Rose.